Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here at Getaway Friday, April the 9th, 2021. And away we go, completing 1 week at our new studio here in Marion. Now, do want to start the morning. I'll tell you, it's an interesting reason for me that I want to start the morning with this, that overnight we learned that Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth, has died at the age of 99. Certainly can't go wrong at the age of 99. I don't think he'd been in the best of health the last few years, but sorry to hear of his passing. But you know what this brings up to me? When I heard of this news this morning, is that I am really still fascinated how fascinated we are as Americans with the royal family. Now, certainly when a member of the royal family dies, much like Prince Philip, I can understand that being news. But I am still shocked when I go to the grocery store checkout line, and it's been this way for a long time now, that on almost every magazine, certainly the tabloids, but even other magazines, the royals are always on the cover, and we know so much about them. We know Philip and the Queen. We know Charles and Camilla. We know William and Kate. And we know about Harry and Meghan Markle. And I'm just fascinated how much we as Americans pay attention to the royal family. Because I don't know if the average citizen in the checkout line in the United Kingdom pays that much attention to the United States. We really don't pay a whole lot of attention to the government. In England, we don't pay attention to Parliament like that or who their Prime Minister is. A matter of fact, I doubt if anybody could even name their Prime Minister in England. Most people here in the United States, but they know about the royal family. And maybe it's because we don't have a royal family here. I don't know. You know, I'm sure maybe in England they know who the President is. The common citizen. I don't know how closely it's followed there, but I certainly know that we love to cover the royal family in this country. And obviously, it sells magazines, or they wouldn't keep putting it on the front of the magazines. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? That's what this story this morning made me think about. The death of Prince William. Not Prince William. Or is it Prince William? See, I don't even know. That's how Prince Philip, excuse me, Prince Philip. Whew. Now, see, there's a mistake you don't want to make. Prince Philip at the age of 99. Now, see, that's how much I pay attention. Now, when I was in New York with Phil Donahue a couple weeks ago, we did talk about the royals a little bit because the Meghan Markle-Harry interview had just aired. And Phil Donahue had talked about how he doesn't really follow the royals that much, but that his wife does. So, I wonder, is that more of a female thing? To follow the royal family? I don't know. I honestly don't know much about it. Now, I do know the names, if you say the names, or if there's a news story going on about the group, usually I can pinpoint that. But beyond that, I just don't know a whole lot. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I certainly know that Prince Philip has been around a long time, 99 years old, when he passed away in the last 24 hours. But our fascination with the royal family is something that is interesting. And it's, you know, we've always been interested with the Queen, I guess, to some degree. And certainly when the whole relationship between Diana and Charles was going on, marriage, I guess we would say, we paid attention to that. A lot of people got up early and watched that, and the babies were born, and that was a big deal, and then certainly their breakup was a big deal, that there was a divorce, and Charles had a mistress, I guess that's what you call it, a mistress, in Camille. Is that, her name's not Camille, what is it? Camilla. See, I have these names all wrong. I would not pass a Royals quiz very well. But why are we so fascinated with the royal family? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know why? I find it all very fascinating. And, well, maybe nobody out there pays attention to the royal family. I do want to give an update that the tower, as long as the weather holds out, the only thing that is in our way right now is weather. If the weather holds out tomorrow morning, we should have somebody up there on the tower tomorrow morning fixing the issue that we have had with the tower. So hopefully at that point, the signal strength will be back to where it was before. The coverage will be back to where it was before, and everything will be hunky-dory. We even made a few adjustments in this room yesterday to try to improve the sound again, and we're going to make a few over the weekend. Also, a few more with the technology, because I think a lot of this problem is also lying with the technology. As I told everybody when we switched studios a week ago today, the main computer that we had used for 7 years kind of went belly up. Now, we were able to repair it, but a few tweaks and changes were made, and those have not really been able to be addressed as the week has went on, but I think will be addressed this weekend as well. And the acoustics of the room will be addressed along with that. So, hopefully, sometime tomorrow or sometime this weekend, we will be back up where we were before the windstorm 2 weeks ago today that caused a big problem for us. But you know, in 7 years, to only have that happen once, I guess that's not a bad track record. But of course, now we see the reports of all this rain all weekend, so I'm just hoping that the rain holds out until tomorrow afternoon and we can get somebody up there and it's a quick fix. And we can move on beyond this problem, on to other things, good things, in the future here. Hope we're sounding good, wherever you are this morning. I do know that last night there was a change in the ionosphere. Now, this has nothing to do with the signal strength at this point, but the temperature again took a drastic change last night. We'd had a couple, 3 days of very nice weather, and last night it kind of took a fallout, mainly because of the rain, I think, that has caused some problems. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
This is totally unrelated, but I would like to give a shout out to Adam. Made a post yesterday on Facebook asking for some computer advice, and he saw it, messaged me, gave me great advice, was more than willing to help me out, help me find whatever I needed, just went above and beyond, and I just think he deserves a shout out. I really appreciated it.
Well, I'm glad. Now, and the problem ended up being fixed.
Well, the advice, I took his advice. I basically would need to buy a new computer, which I'm not in the market for right now, affordability-wise, that he even offered to help me find an affordable computer. I think he even sent me a link to one that was relatively cheap, but I don't really want to do that right now. I've got other things that are more pressing. But yeah, he went above and beyond, and it was very much appreciated.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, now, are you fascinated with the royal family?
You know, I never was until I watched a Netflix or Hulu series about the Queen, and I find the whole thing just fascinating now. I don't know why we're fascinated with it. I don't know if it's the pomp and circumstance. I don't know if it's, you know, behind the facade there's all these other stories going on. It is kind of fascinating to us as Americans. Who knows why?
I can't figure it out. You know, the death of Prince Philip overnight was just—it was big news. But I just have been fascinated for a long time by the grocery store checkout lines. They are almost on every magazine. Yeah. It's almost as if people in Hollywood and people in this country really don't matter.
Yeah, I think it's been like that for a very long time. I wonder if they are just as fascinated as we are.
You know, I can't imagine that they are. Now, maybe they are, but see, I don't even know what they would follow in our country because we don't have an equivalent of a royal family. I mean, we have Hollywood, but I just can't imagine there's any... I mean, is there any story in Hollywood right now that would be considered a big story? Is there anything going on in that world?
Yeah, I've not heard anything, no.
It just seems like there's constant turmoil in the royal family, and I really don't know why that is. And who even knows if it's real or not, but boy, it must sell those magazines.
I know. I'm surprised for the people that are shocked at his death. I mean, he was almost a century old.
Yeah, were people shocked this morning? I haven't seen any of the... I've seen some of the written news reports. Were people shocked that he died?
People are posting a story about it. Maybe they're not shocked. It can't be news. The guy was ancient.
Yeah, once you get to 99, you know, it's sad if you go, because I'm sure it is hard for your family, but my goodness, at 99, you gotta go sometime.
Can you imagine the fascinating life he must have led, the people he must have met? They traveled all over the world, events he lived through. I mean, it must have been a really fascinating life. Hopefully, well, it was a good one.
Well, it had to be very interesting, because to be the mate of the Queen, you know, to not have the responsibility that she had, but to be there for all of it. And I'm sure he was privy to a lot of conversations with her son, Charles, and Diana. He was there through that whole thing, and all this stuff that's been going on with the grandkids. I'm sure the things that he was able to witness were pretty interesting.
Yep. And according to the series that I watched, he and her, the Queen, had a little bit of a rocky time here and there. So that series was really fascinating, and up until that point, it never really interested me, but after watching that and learning a little bit of the history, it really is fascinating.
Well, it is, and I think, you know, I'm still amazed here in America how many people think that they have some kind of political power, that they run what's going on in the United Kingdom, which, of course, it has not been that way for many, many years.
Yep.
It's fascinating.
And that was new to me, too. I thought that as well until I educated myself a little bit better.
Yeah, just figureheads. You know, I don't know if in this country we need... I've often thought if we had figureheads in this country that had no political power, that were really just goodwill ambassadors, I think it would take a lot of pressure off the politicians and maybe make that thing, the political world, a little less contentious than it is.
Oh, I agree. Yes, I think that would put a whole twist on things and make things way better.
I think you're right. Well, I'm glad everything went well with Adam, and I thank you for calling in.
Yep, thanks again, Adam.
Bye-bye. All right, there we go. You know, computer problems, that's a whole can of worms, because it's an interesting business that people obviously were not heavily in 30 years ago. But now it's a big business, and it's a tough business because people put so much on their computers now. People put pictures, and people put information and passwords and usernames and all kinds of things on their computers. And if something happens to your computer, a lot of times you use it all, and there's really no way for somebody to recover that information, which is annoying. We're getting a phone call. I wonder who this could be. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, do you realize how simply bored I am with the royal family?
Oh, on the death morning of poor Prince Philip.
Well, you could liken it to Peppa Pig's jumping into a muddy puddle. Have you ever followed Peppa Pig?
I have.
Well, you know how they like to jump into a muddy puddle.
What do you think it is, though, for the common person, that this is such a fascination?
You just say it's a common person, Scott. I mean, none of us live like that, and so it has a fascination to it, you know, I think.
Well, I guess what interests it to me, the high interest to me, is that it's Americans that have an interest in it. Now, I'm sure the people in England have an interest in it as well, but we seem to have a high fascination about it, and I'm not really sure where that comes from.
Well, it's probably because it's just that much different than the way we do things over here. A lot of other countries have royal leaders, am I correct?
I would think a few, yeah.
Yeah, right. So I think that's why it's different. But you know what? I always enjoyed watching all the babies that come along. I love to see the babies when they were born and kind of, follow, see what they look like today or as they grow. But as far as the rest of it goes, I didn't watch any of the weddings. I may have watched a little bit of Diane's, but I didn't have any interest in any of the other ones, so I don't know.
Well, that's the weird thing, is that, I'll tell you, this whole new generation has sparked a lot of interest, because the Williams and the Kates and the Harrys and the Meghan Markles, there seems to be something about them that is highly fascinating to a young group of people in America, that they will buy these magazines.
Is that who's buying them?
Well, you know, honestly, I don't even know where the written journalistic area is at this point. You know, I look at the newspaper, the local newspaper, and I look at the USA Today, and I look at the Columbus Dispatch, and I see so many stories repeated and just written different ways, and it's funny to me, because a lot of times people get on the local newspaper for grammar and things of that nature. And to me, that's, I'm not going to criticize their grammar, because if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. They can't unding the bell. What makes the difference? But it's, if you report things incorrectly, that's when I think it's a problem. And,
well,
yeah.
Obviously, we don't want to know that news. I just don't understand a lot sometimes, because news should be what's new. What's new and what's important enough to share?
Well, I heard this term again this past week, and this term always baffles me. Being around broadcasting now for as long as I have, people, they have this thing, this fascination, that there should be a happy news. And I really, it just goes over my head, because I'm not really sure, are we supposed to be false? Because that's what that really would be. Now, not that happy events don't happen, they do. But if a murder happened last night, or somebody was killed in a car crash, or a house burned down. Now, those are not happy events. Now, are you just supposed to avoid that because it's not a happy story? I really don't understand the idea of happy news.
Well, I don't either. That doesn't make a lot of sense, because the news should be whatever the news is. But it should be as concise as it can be and all that. But it's always fun when someone, is broadcasting the news and they add a bit of lightness to it, maybe after the other things are reported. That's enjoyable, because one thing I find a lot of times, if the morning news, maybe Channel 4 or something, really in the morning to try to catch the weather and all that, for the first few, maybe even 10 minutes of it, you feel like, well, I'll just turn this down. I'm waiting for the weather because I don't want to hear how many people have been murdered in Columbus. I don't want to hear where we are with the COVID. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear the weather and then maybe something different. So that's how I feel about it.
Well, you know, there's an interesting thing that I think has been going on in local television. And I do think it's more locally than nationally, and I think it also has been going on in local radio, is that the person giving you the information, which is the person on camera or the person mm-hmm. behind the microphone, that they want to be liked. Now, obviously, you want to like the station that you're listening to, so to some degree, you do want to like that person, but mm-hmm. they want to be liked so much that they are afraid to go out on a limb. They're afraid to report anything that they think's going to have a serious backlash. They're afraid to say something that may not be taken well. It's not happy news. You know, I know when we talk about downtown Marion, which we're not a part of anymore at this point, but when we would talk about that, you know, there was a great... I'm not going to say it was anger, because I never saw anger, but there certainly was a great unhappiness around certain people that we would even point out that these problems existed mm-hmm. in town. Because if you're a Marion resident and you're a part of that community, you should promote it. You should not ever point out that there's any kind of a problem.
That's a slippery slope.
Well, it is, and I never understood that.
Yeah, because maybe it's a problem to whoever's saying it's a problem, but maybe they're trying to work out kinks. That is a slippery slope there, because I've heard things said both ways. There's sometimes when I think, oh, don't say that. They're trying, you know, or they're working so hard. Now, if it's a scenario where maybe there could be some improvement, and if I've always felt like if you don't have anything to say that's going to help the situation, to go on and on about what's bad about the situation isn't any help.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an interesting journey the last 2 weeks, because certainly with this particular station, I did not expect there to be an antenna issue. I believe that still was caused by a windstorm. I think we'll know more tomorrow about that when the person climbs the tower. Mm-hmm. And certainly I did not expect the main computer, which had never had a problem in 7 years, to go down on the day that we moved, which caused a lot of problems. So when somebody would, I mean, this week when people have called in and said, well, you don't sound real good, you sound tinny, you know, you're not coming in over here when I'm in the mall parking lot. Well, these are not, well, yeah, I mean, these are not positive things, but, you know, I understand
them. I know
them.
Scott, it goes on and on and on, and they have to realize that you guys have done the best you can until it can be made better.
Right, but you know, when people say it, I accept it. I know it's true. I don't try to block it out and say, I try to give the best answer I can. But
Scott, you must admit, you're getting a little tired of it.
Well, I mean, after a while, because my guess is that a lot of the same people listen every morning, and I think they would have heard me say it by now. But, you know, I'm still glad to answer it, because I do realize it's a problem, and I think that is the problem. In my opinion, it's just an opinion, with downtown Marion and also other areas. It's not just downtown. The mall certainly is the same thing. You know, I had many dealings with that mall manager. This station was in the mall the first 3 years we were open. And clearly, anybody who walks into the mall who has no stake in it can see that there's a problem.
Yeah.
Now, but if you would talk to her... I think I said this not too long ago. She would tell you that there were as many people in the mall in the middle of the day as there were in Walmart. Now,
yeah, right.
It's clearly not true. So what she was trying to do, because she had a job to protect her area, she just flat out lied. Now, I guess I could come on and say, well, no, maybe it's your radio. Maybe that's the problem. You know, it's equivalent to that.
I'm just glad you came on this morning and didn't say, okay, first thing off, I want to know how we're coming into every house in Marion, Ohio.
Well, you know what, and I'll tell you, on Monday and Tuesday, I thought we could fix problems that way, and then what I learned very quickly is apparently everybody's radio and ears are different.
Apparently.
Because you've got half the people saying, no, you sound great right there, and then you've got the other half of the people saying, I can't understand you at all.
No.
And it doesn't...
I'm still without my tape or my internet.
Well, it's very strange because I don't, obviously when we were at the last location, we did not have mm-hmm. people calling in saying, I can't hear you, I can't hear you. So mm-hmm. clearly people are understanding what I'm saying or they couldn't mm-hmm. be listening at all.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if it's just not to their liking is what it is, or it mm-hmm. doesn't sound like it used to, right? And it doesn't sound like what it used to right now. I mean,
right.
the signals on the board are the knobs are not where they used to be. But I'm aware of it. I just wish, like with downtown, everybody knows since the early 1980s, the one-way streets are a problem.
Yeah.
So when somebody from downtown who's trying to promote it does not want to talk about that or wants to deny that it is a problem, see, mm-hmm. right there my brain turns off in the conversation.
Yeah.
Because I know...
Right there,
yeah.
Right there, I guess a person should say, okay, as long as you understand that this probably is a problem, then whatever, you know, but...
Well,
I always wondered, why can't they just make it two-way the way it is?
Right, they could. They could. And I think they're just afraid that there's going to be a lot of accidents and they're going to be liable for it or something of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they don't do it. But those exact streets used to be two-way. And the thing about it is that... there certainly is not going to be more traffic down there than there was in the 70s and 60s and 50s. So I can't understand why they feel like if they make those streets two-way, that they're going to be overwrought.
Right.
I don't get it.
I've wondered that for quite some time. I really don't say anything about it. Maybe, I don't know. But I've wondered that. It's like, a few things would have to be knocked out here and there. But your biggest thing is your lanes and staying in your lanes. But if you got back to a point where everything was set up normal, two-way, you could go both ways, I don't think you can eliminate the overpasses, unfortunately, because they're there, they're existing. And that's the way people get through town over top of trains. Now,
that's a
problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think the overpasses are great for circumnavigating the trains. And I, honestly, the streets that run north and south, like Prospect Street and State Street and Main Street, I'm okay with State and Prospect being one way as long mm-hmm. as Church and Center were not one way.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you've taken your grid system and you've made the whole thing one way.
Now,
if only Prospect and State were one way, then if you got on the wrong street or went too far or whatever you did, you would be able to get back on Center, go the other way, and get right back to where you were within a city block. But
mm-hmm.
the way it's set up now, you can't do that.
Right. And you look at the cities that seem to be have a good hold on it, and I call Delaware and Bucyrus, those are kind of our neighboring cities. They have two-way, and they have action going on both ways, you know, and I think they're kind of good examples of a two-way system.
Well, and I really don't. Now, see, this is another good example of it's right in front of your face, but you don't pay attention to it. In downtown Marion right now, and we talked about it on the show, but maybe not this in-depth, the whole issue with the Harding Hotel. Now, we know... that there is some structural issues there right now. There are structural
mm-hmm.
issues. The
mm-hmm.
bricks are falling off the building. Now, it's been explained to me, and until somebody says different, that the reason The street is closed off next to the Harding Hotel, which is a two-way street, which is vital to our downtown Marion. The reason that it is closed off and has been closed off now for months is because a building is falling down. Now, to me, this is insane because, first of all, it's not even an abandoned building. It's a building where people are collecting rent. It's a building owned by a person who is renovating other buildings downtown. Now, why can't they renovate that building?
That's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know. I've never really heard anybody talk about it other than what's said on here.
It's unfortunate to me because I don't know that person well at all. And I don't know their deal. I only know what I've read in the paper. But if a whole street is blocked off in a town because your building is damaged and you've just opened a restaurant in that building in the last 6 months, that to me, you would think that the city or somebody would go down there and say, you cannot operate this building. You cannot collect rent until you fix the side of this building to the point to where we can open up a city street.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't happen.
I think the last time I talked to you, I said something about, I really think you should ask the mayor.
If it has nothing to do with that, then I will be perfectly happy to back up on this issue and say, well, it had to do with something totally something else. But everybody seems to feel that that is the reason that that street is blocked off.
Uh-huh. It's been more than months, hasn't it? How long has it been?
Well, I don't know. You know, I can trace it back to at least the first of the year. But before that, honestly, I don't remember. It may have been the fall of last year, but I don't remember.
Yeah. When we had high winds, I do know that because that's what brought down. And sometimes November is very windy, so maybe, I don't know. But see, it seems like a long while now. It certainly does.
Well, it reminds me of the market downtown. And again, there was a lot of criticism when that was announced, that we're going to have this market, and where's the parking going to be, and so on and so forth. Well, now it's open, and people have the ability to go to it, and it seems like half the people really like it, and half the people really don't, but I can say I pass by it a lot, having been in downtown Marion up until last week, and also here I still pass by it a lot, and I never see a great deal of people in there. Now, that does not mean the store is not nice, and that does not mean that the people who work there are not nice. It just means that there's nobody in there. And in any business, no matter how nice they are or how great they are, is not going to survive if you don't have customers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't been down there, so I wouldn't mind going down and checking it out, but I don't get downtown very often. The only thing that takes me downtown is meetings, Scott. That's the only reason why I ever go down there anymore, because I think even the bookstore's closed now, right?
I honestly have not been to that bookstore for a while, but you know, you're exactly right, and this is why Main Street, which I've said North Main Street, which is not considered downtown, does have businesses, because whether people like McDonald's or not, whether people like Rallies or not, whether people like Dairy Queen or not, people do like to go there, and if they're willing to go there, then they will support other businesses in that area. As you said, there's no destination point in downtown Marion. None.
Mm-hmm.
Not one.
I used to go to a beauty parlor down in that area, but then after the COVID, I don't go there anymore. So that was one place that I did go.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that I have found funny, and for any business that's doing well in downtown Marion, I'm happy for them. If these restaurants are doing well, good for them. But it's funny to me how people will go to downtown Marion, and they'll go to one of these restaurants, and they'll post a picture on social media about how good the food was and how great it was to be there and so on and so forth. Now, I don't ever see people doing that at Applebee's or BW3's or and now the reason for that obviously is they don't need it. People are already going there. You know, so it's funny to me.
Well, Scott, it makes me laugh because my brother and I have an ongoing, we text each other ongoing, and each and every time one of us gets a cup of coffee at Panera, we got to text the other one and show off and say, I'm out here drinking coffee.
I'm out here drinking coffee. Well, you know what? I tell you, Panera is an interesting place. I have not been there in quite a while, but that to me, much like Starbucks, I think they have a little bit of a culture at Panera.
Oh, yeah, they do. And when you don't have internet at home, usually I would be sitting out there using it right now. But, this week's just been such a mess. You know, I thought I had internet last night, so I texted the company and said, don't need the tech to come out. Well, guess what? I don't have it this morning, and my internet light is red.
Oh,
so I had to call back and get a new appointment. So Frontier is having some issues.
Have they ever leaked out and said what the issues are?
Not really, not exactly, but I know my neighbor, she was too, so that was the only reason why I knew that is that because I caught the man up the post yesterday. I went out there and I said, hey.
What's going on? Well, yeah, it's well, hopefully they fix it all, and hopefully we're able to, I just pray the weather holds out this weekend.
I do, too,
so
yeah, because you've waited long enough.
Waited long enough, and it's all set up now as long as somebody can climb up, but thanks for calling this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, and remember, if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So feel free to weigh in, 740-383-9944. I think those are all interesting subjects. I'll tell you something interesting that I learned from this whole situation. Because clearly, when you have an antenna issue, it does limit where you can be heard over the air, and clearly when you're having computer issues, it limits how you are heard, the quality of your broadcast. But what I have learned is that people have started to listen on other devices. They're listening on cell phones, they're listening on the website, they're listening on their Googles and their Alexas and all kinds of other devices. So what has been fascinating to me is I have learned that, certainly not by choice, but that if you're not over the air, it doesn't necessarily mean that people will not listen in 2021. So you learn things by accident sometimes, because certainly this is not something that I would have expected or wanted to happen, but it's a nice thing to learn. So there you are, 740-383-9944. But I've always felt that radio and television are much more about the programming than the delivery method. If it's something people want to hear and it's something people want to listen to, they will find a way to do it no matter what the delivery method is. If the only reason people are listening to you is because you're delivered a certain way, I don't know if that's a good thing. You want people to listen to you because the programming is good. And I think that's what we have. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have an opinion on downtown Marion? Because that's been a long-term conversation for us. And, you know, it's just one of those things that maybe will be a long-term conversation. Go ahead, caller.
I guess I'll call again, Scott. I'm sure people are tired of hearing my voice.
Well, not that I know of, but go ahead. But,
yeah, I want to thank Jody L. again. That was so kind to her. Kind of a surprise, but when you wake up and make the coffee, it happens sometimes. The selfies issue, Scott, and, you know, I'm as guilty as anybody, but it's a good guilt. You want to support local, especially with the current state of government and the economy, you know, which I won't comment on to avoid controversy, even though I think most people probably are in agreement with me. We want to make sure that local businesses in Marion and everywhere else survive. Nothing wrong with Applebee's. I go there, and I like the place, but places that are owned and operated locally by people that have grown up in the area that support the area, we need to do our part to make them thrive. And you know, food is very aesthetic. You probably saw the food picture I posted from a downtown restaurant. It was out last Sunday. I mean, goodness sakes, you look at it, and it's like you want to rush over there because it does look so appealing. And with technology and with instant gratification with the cell phone cameras, it's easy to do, and it's our part. We all need to be on the same team here and support these local businesses. And, you know, restaurants and bars, let's start with that. And some food is very appealing. The food that I photographed, yeah. I mean, goodness sakes, even if you don't like that kind of food, you have to admit it does make your mouth water just a little bit.
Well, I guess the point I was making was more location, not being local versus national. Because, you know, if you go out on Route 95, there are local restaurants there. If you go down on Delaware Avenue, there are restaurants there that are run by people who have been in this community for years, and they own them. And a lot of those restaurants are franchised to people who are local, who live in this community. But they're doing well. So people don't feel the need to go in and...
One thing, too, and, I mean, it's biased with our presence being, you know, I call it the south edge of downtown is where I'd say we are. You know, the bend, which is right where we are, is, to me, the border of downtown. But to me, we're in town, which I like. But we're not so close to downtown that there may be parking issues. And, you know, you want to walk downtown, it's 5 minutes. I mean, it's a great compromise, so to put it mildly. But we want to also nurture downtown, as downtown and small and big cities sometimes have struggles. Marion is doing great things in the center city. I think we're a role model, even for Columbus and Cincinnati, what we've done. So when a restaurant is downtown, we want to stress parking is easy in and out, it's safe, and there are lots of businesses. And sure, the east side by Meijer and Walmart and the east side Kroger, those are great too. We want to support all the local business owners. But
don't
you get the bonus, Scott, of the downtown area, the center city, which Mary is real. And you know how much I love geography and cruising around and discovering cities and neighborhoods. Marion has done so much, and I get blown away by looking at it. And when we do, we do support not just a local business, but the downtown area. It just does so much. Not to mention the aesthetics of what we're photographing.
Well, I will say this. You know, I have lived in Marion forever, and this is true, and anybody can back me up on this. When the radio station was in the mall, I went to the mall 5 days a week. Ever since we've left the mall, 2017, I've never set foot in the mall again. Now, that's not a grudge. There's just no reason for me to go in there. There's nothing
I went to Dollar Tree a couple weeks ago. It's not really in the mall. Well, the mall, unfortunately, is not doing well.
Yeah, but
management issues.
But I got a group here because downtown Marion, this radio station was in downtown Marion for a year and a half. And for 5 days every week, I went to downtown Marion, and I was down there. Since we've left in the last week, I've not been down there one time because there's no reason for me to be. There's nothing down there that is a have-to for me every day.
We want to encourage it, though. And as you know, Scott, the center cities, they kind of go up and down.
I don't know. If you were an out-of-towner and you didn't know the backstory and you went to eat at the restaurant in the Harding Hotel and you walked out and saw the street next to it was blocked off and the building was falling over, what would you think?
I wouldn't be overly pleased, but I would understand that it's transition. Downtown is older buildings. Marion is an old city, but the old is good. I mean, it's got great architecture, buildings that are aesthetically pleasing. But look at the Harding Hotel inside. It kind of blows you away. You're not going to see a lot of that in Columbus, where it seems like everything is new. I mean, again, there may be some structural issues in the area, but you have to love the classic or like legacy nature of the entire environs. But no, I would walk around. But I understand that all cities. I mean, you were just in New York. There are areas there that are blocked off that are under construction, and there's one way streets. New York City certainly has a lot of the one way streets. And I agree, they can be an adventure, but they do add character to the city. Yeah, we remember in Pittsburgh, as I say, you can't go anywhere in Pittsburgh more than a block in a straight line. So it just adds to the mystique of the area. No, I give it a chance. I'd walk around. Downtown Marion, to me, it's clean. Parking's pretty good. I don't think Marion even has any parking meters, but I don't claim to be an expert on that. It's an awfully big area where to have all that free and available parking. And downtown, to me, it's clean and it's safe. and it's eclectic, and it is growing. And yeah, sometimes people, they, you know, minds are like parachutes, Scott. They only work when they're open. So keep an open mind. And I think Marion it's a very biased opinion, but I think Marion will surprise a lot of people.
Well, I don't know. It's been, 41 years since really the downfall of downtown Marion. And I have never seen any period where business was at such a high that it would be considered anything gigantic. Now, there have been businesses that have been done well down there, and that's okay. You know, they should. But I look at that new market. That market is probably the newest, most renovated building in downtown Marion, and I would love to see what their profits are.
I'm a mall guy, Scott. I remember when I moved back to Ohio in the late 80s. I would go to the mall multiple times. Some friends from the area. And the mall issue, I mean, it's affected everywhere, including Columbus. I mean, West Lamar used to be it. It wasn't the biggest mall in Columbus, but it was so easy to get to. These stores like Chess King, that I like for the casual men's clothing, which I don't, like, I'm not sure any of them really exist anymore, and the Sears and Pennies and the Spencer Gifts and the little kiosks. In Westland Mall, it's under redevelopment, and it's a great location up by the casino. You know, Eastland's had issues, and Polaris, which is close to my house, that's had some very unfortunate incidents over the last few weeks, which is quite upsetting, to say the least. So malls have been a problem of late, Scott, and it's a shame, as I grew up in the mall generation. I still like malls. You know, when it's inside, doesn't matter what the weather is like, even if it's hot outside or it's good outdoor shopping weather. It's nice to come inside and just see this row of stores with different variety. See the restaurants, see the kiosks, which can change regularly. So I don't know. I see Marion Mall as being a good location, and I don't know what will become of it. But you like to see things prosper, and I don't claim to be the Marion historical expert, but I mean, downtown and the south of downtown are the older area, and that could also be the better area. The east side is the east side by the 95 and 309 interchanges. Those are certainly thriving and growing and looking pretty good, and they're always busy.
Well, we are going to go to break, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
Promise, Jeff. Thanks.
740-387-9050. Programming on WWGA.